our super busy Tuesday rolls on, and we check in with our good friend Rex Hinkle. Rex, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike and Keith. How are you?
Well, I'm trying to work on this forecast for you on Friday and Saturday. Sunday's going to be absolutely perfect, but you've got a great event coming up, the Experimental Aircraft Association and the Monroe County Aviation Awareness Days. Tell us where you're at, what's going on, and we know it's coming up this weekend.
That is correct. We invite you and your family to attend our Aviation Awareness Days held at the Monroe County Airport on Friday, May the 20th through Sunday, May 22nd. And we're going to have aircraft on display. We also have the Barnstormers Ride of America event. And this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience where you can ride a 1929 New Standard aircraft. And this is a biplane, and it's an open-air cockpit. Bring your jacket, I guess, at this point.
Do I need to wear that leather helmet deal that they used to wear back in the days?
Absolutely.
The aviator goggles?
I think they do have that with them. So it's just going to be a great event, and we're really looking forward to everyone attending your airport here in Bloomington.
Now, Rex, for folks that haven't been out to the airport, give them a quick map of where it is and which gate should everybody use to come in for the event.
Well, the Monroe County Airport is located between 2nd and 3rd Street, and probably the best way is for people to come out on West 3rd Street, and you turn left on Kirby Road, and the airport lies on the right-hand side.
And you can't miss the airport, so it's right there. You stop by, yeah, go out West 3rd Street, you pick up Keith Klein at Ivy Tech, boom, yeah. You take him over, you throw him in the Barnstormer. Now, the Barnstormer ride, and I'm looking at the picture here, I'm going to put this on our Facebook page so you can see it. Where do these planes keep, 1929, do you have maintenance, do you have parts for all this? Where does this group of planes hang out, and what makes it special coming to Monroe County?
Well, they hang out a lot in Florida, where the weather's a little bit nicer.
Just like a lot of old things, right? Hi, Mom. Good morning, Mom.
Yes, that's right. Well, there are about 7 New Standards aircraft that are still flying in the United States, and this is one of the 7. We also have 2 1929 Travel Air biplanes coming also to give rides. And the rides, I'll just mention, they are $90 per seat, and the aircraft holds 4 passengers, and then the pilot sits behind the passengers. And we had these same people in here a few years ago, and it was just a huge hit. So it's just a once-in-a-lifetime adventure. We also are going to have some Model A Fords that come out. Of course, the Model A Ford was from 1928 to 31, so this is right in the same vintage, which is great. We also have some Southern Indiana Cruisers vehicles that are coming out just to be with us, and we've got some food vendors and lots of airplanes for people to look at.
Rex, what's this New Standard thing you talked about?
Well, the New Standard is the type of aircraft. It was made in 1929, and it's kind of like a Waldo Peppers type of Barnstormer type aircraft, and it's just a beautiful airplane. It's made of fabric, and people are just going to just marvel at how beautiful these airplanes are.
If they take me up in one of these planes, they're not going to do loop-de-loops and all that other stuff. It's
no,
going to like fly straight ahead and, you know,
right,
nice,
pretty
calm.
Much, pretty much level flight, okay, for the most part. And they'll take you over the city and maybe out by the lake and then come back in. The ride is about an 18 to 20-minute ride.
This is somewhat akin to being able to ride that two-seater at the Indianapolis Speedway, where you get in and be able to ride around the track with that. Now you're going to be in. This is an amazing opportunity to do some of this stuff. This would be on people's bucket list to do, right?
I would think so. I would think so. So if people want a little bit more information, they can go to www.biplaneridesofamerica.com. They can also call a telephone number, and that number is area code 608-751-8000 to schedule a ride. Or if they just show up at the Monroe County Airport, where we'll have signage where you come in, they can just ride at that point.
What are the hours of all this again, Rex?
It's from 9 a.m. in the morning till 6 p.m. starting this Friday, May the 20th through Sunday, May the 22nd. And it sounds like from the weather forecast, it sounds like that Sunday's probably going to be our better day as far as the weather's concerned.
Now, Keith said he'd come and volunteer and test out all the parachutes, if that's necessary.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, Mr. Afraid of Height, that's right. Now, and when the planes aren't in the air, then I can get up close and personal and see them and
that
touch and
correct.
All that?
That is correct. We like up close and personal. We like people to be able to see the aircraft and just enjoy your Monroe County Airport.
Help me on this part about the fiber. It's not metal. It's not aluminum or anything.
Yeah, it's not aluminum.
I'm thinking, fiber, you know, things like that tear sometimes.
If they tear, they have a repair kit for that. So,
well, yeah, but I'm all 2,000 feet in the air when that happens.
Parachute tester. No,
it's very, very strong. In fact, okay. It's sometimes even stronger than what the aluminum is.
Wow.
Rex Hinkle's our guest this morning. And the big event coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Monroe County Airport, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Do I need to register ahead of time, or Rex, if this is something that fits into my plans that I didn't think it would fit, I could just come out there and jump in, right?
Absolutely. Just come on out to the Monroe County Airport, and we just really look forward to seeing the entire community out here. We need to support this so that these barnstormers will come back another time. So we just really look forward to this event.
Now, Rex, you have your leather helmet and your Red Baron outfit to get up there and do
leather,
the little
bomber
flying.
Jacket. Yeah.
Yes, we do. We do.
And you can bring Snoopy. He can ride with you as well. Hey, Rex, great job as always. And again, BiplaneRidesOfAmerica.com. I've put everything on our Facebook page, WGCO Radio. It links you right to that, all the information right there for it at the Cook Aviation page. So very helpful stuff. You guys did a good job on the website as well.
Thank you so much, Mike and Keith. Have a great day.